In this lesson, we'll be discussing recruiting your affiliate army, where we'll be looking to promote your extension to existing audiences that have been carefully built up and nurtured by your prospective affiliates. So the way this works is we're going to tap into these affiliate audiences to expand your user base and the affiliates promote your extension. And then when people click through using the unique link, they will receive a percentage of the revenue, usually on an ongoing basis. And so if it's a monthly subscription that you charge, they will get a slice of that monthly subscription each and every month. And obviously this can build up as a decent passive income stream for your affiliates. So don't be sleeping on affiliates. It really is a good channel for you to leverage because they've already got their audience out. Trust that person and don't underestimate how long it takes to build up and engage community and maintain that trust. It is significant effort. So I've personally built up Facebook groups of between 5,000 to 10,000 users, but it does require a lot of effort to generate new content ideas, approve new members, moderate discussions. It's not a small undertaking, and some of these affiliates will have been doing this for years. So with that in mind, you've got to understand that affiliates do not want to promote a poor or irrelevant product. So you want to make sure that your extension is working well, there aren't any major bugs, and it's working well within your audience, you're receiving positive reviews before you even think about starting to push out to affiliate audiences. And the people you do approach, you want to make sure they are obviously relevant in that niche and it's a good product and fit for them to promote to their audience. So if you've not worked with affiliates before, you might be in for a little bit of a surprise because I want you to guess how much you're going to have to give them in percentage terms. Bearing in mind that you've come up with this product idea, you've built the product, you've tested it, you've released it, you're marketing it. And all these guys are going to do is basically just share it with their audience. So have a think about what percentage you think might be appropriate, and I will reveal that in 3, 2, 1. Yep, 25% to 50%, which was a particular shock to me when I first started tapping into affiliate audiences. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not set in stone. You could offer 10%, but obviously these affiliates are fairly shrewd and they're not going to promote something that's just got a 10% affiliate fee for them when they can be getting 25 to 50% from other products. It's simply just not worth their time. And whilst I just said, you know, all they're doing is sharing it with their audience, well, actually, you've got to bear in mind that this is their payday for building and nurturing that audience and that trust over several years. So if they're telling their audience that this extension is really good, really useful, it means so much more than just a founder saying, come and check this out. So yeah, you might be able to get away with 20% with some affiliates that maybe are at the start of their affiliate journey. But most of the time, I think you need to give a healthy commission rate just to incentivize the affiliate to actually go ahead and really push it hard. Because if they've just got a small percentage, they're not going to really push it that well. But if they've got a bigger percentage and they're getting 50% or whatever each month, they are going to make sure that they're pushing that hard and their link is everywhere. So yeah, just bear that in mind when you come to discuss things with affiliates. So you want to offer affiliates a demo of the extension and free access for them to try it out. A decent commission rate we just spoke about. Give them the marketing material, so banner images, text that they can share in email, all that marketing bump you should make available to them either from emailing it across to them or having an affiliate dashboard panel within your ecosystem. We had one in WordPress and WooCommerce where they could log in, download the latest marketing collateral, and they could see the number of times people have clicked through using their link, the number of take-ups they've had, and the monthly commissions. So yeah, you want to have open lines of communication so they can message you quickly, make sure you're keeping them happy, and of course, pay them automatically and on time. Because if you treat them well, they will treat you well, and they will continue to push your extension and promote it. So it's a win-win situation. And you just got to think of it that you've already marketed to your audience, and now it's just extra potential income that you wouldn't be able to have access to unless you were doing some sort of paid advertising. So it's certainly something that I would recommend you explore. So yeah, you can see me here in action doing a live demo and Q&A with affiliates on Facebook and on YouTube. And every time I did one of these, obviously it's a little bit uncomfortable, but every time it always led to an increase in subscribers and recurring revenue. And you get to see what people think about the tool and new ideas for it. So yeah, that's working with affiliates, and in the next lesson we'll discuss how to use your existing customer base to try and refer more customers in a win-win for the referrer and the new customer. Okay, so I'll see you in the next lesson.